Hi, I'm Keela from Keela D Subcreations, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I grew up in the church hearing the parable of the lost son time and time again, but there was a period of time when I was in college when I put God on the shelf and focused on drinking, dancing, and dating that I heard the story of the prodigal son more times than I can count. In that story in Luke 15, a son takes his inheritance, leaves home, and spends all of it on wild living. Then, when a famine hit the country, he was in need and returned home. Without a thought, a lecture, or even a stern look, his father hugged him, welcomed him, and celebrated his return. I think all of us have been in a situation like this where we stepped away from the church or even the faith to squander in wild living, but this is a pretty short and clear-cut story in the Bible, and I think we might relate more to a messy story like Zuko's and Avatar The Last Airbender. If you haven't seen this show, it was a teen Nick masterpiece of the early 2000s. Unfortunately, I did not grow up watching it, but my husband made me watch it a couple years ago and I'm now obsessed. In fact, we just finished a binge rewatch this past weekend. It's about a fictional world divided into nations based on the four elements: water, earth, fire, and air. The nations all lived in harmony, but everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked. Okay, sorry, now I'm just quoting the title sequence. The main character is 12-year-old Aang, the Avatar who is to be master of all four elements and save the world from the evil Fire Lord. Zuko is the main antagonist of the show, foil to Aang and Prince of the Fire Nation. That is, until he spoke up to his Fire Lord father and was banished with dishonor. At the start of the show, he is trying desperately to capture Avatar Aang to regain his honor so he can go home. Spoilers, but Zuko does not stay the main antagonist and is slowly pulled to the light side throughout the course of the show. He ends up having one of the best redemption arcs in all of fiction because throughout the three seasons, you see him take steps to be better and then immediately fall short and return to his evil ways. He rescues Aang as the blue spirit and then instantly tries to capture him again. He is vulnerable with Katara and the Crystal Cave and then betrays her. He renounces the Fire Nation and then accepts their invitation to return home. One thing I want to point out is that the prodigal son did not go home because he was sorry and repenting. He returned simply because he was hungry and had no other choice. That didn't matter to his father, who just wanted him home. Zuko did realize that he was in the wrong and came back to his uncle and role model to apologize, but Iroh said, "I was never angry with you. I was sad because I was afraid you had lost your way." And I feel like a lot of our stories are like that. Yes, I returned to church and to my relationship with God after my brief break in college, but I have been by no means perfect since then. I still struggle to keep up with a daily quiet time, and I haven't really been plugged into a church home in almost 2 years. I have seasons where I'm good with God, and seasons where I feel far from Him. But no matter what I do, I know that when I turn back toward my Father, He will wrap me in a hug just like the father and son in Luke 15, and just like Uncle Iroh and Zuko in Season 3 of Avatar. If that's you today, turn back toward your Heavenly Father and accept His embrace. That's all the time we have for today. If you'd like to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every weekday, subscribe to this podcast, and join the Facebook group The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Keela from Keela D Subcreations, and until next time, remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy tea. And that's kind of the same thing.